Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Ah, the 15-minute morning show podcast. We're done with the show. Close the Mac. Goodbye.
It's my you didn't throw it on the ground.
My only remaining Mac that's not shattered to smithereens.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. You do realize you're never living this down, Scotty, right?
Okay. You don't care.
There's Froggy, and there's Gandhi, and Danielle, and Scotty B, and there's Scary, and there's Straight Nate, and Brody's in the den, and there's Garrett.
Yep, Garrett!
Garrett!
Oh, evil laugh. All right, so where are we going there, Straight Nate?
Okay, so I every once in a while we come up with one of these things where we ask questions to get to know each other better. So I'm going to ask this one to...
Don't we know each other well enough?
No, never.
That's what you think.
I think we do.
Oh, here's boy. A question. Actually, we'll start with you, Elvis.
Oh, God.
Who is your most interesting friend?
Oh,
you have to answer honestly.
Oh, fuck. I've got quite a museum of friends that are all very interesting. I can't answer that because all my friends are very interesting. Everyone in this room is very interesting to me.
I'm thinking of who his most interesting friends are. I think Vianney is so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Vianney, my friend from Tanzania, Africa, who is a guide. He's he's
Safari
very interesting.
Guide.
Gandhi's very interesting. Danielle's interesting. And we're all interesting. I mean, don't you like to surround yourself with people who you find more interesting than you?
I try to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, you're done.
I have no answer.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Danielle, mm-hmm. what's your favorite 90s television show?
Oh, I got to look up what 90s television
show.
Was
it Dawson's Creek?
Oh, yes.
Beverly Hills 90210?
Well,
Hardy
of
Five.
It would be Dawson's Creek, Felicity, the two of them. Those are probably my two. Oh, yeah, Dawson's Creek and Felicity. Those are the two.
Okay. I'm glad I could help you out there.
Thanks. I forgot those were 90s.
Gandhi's friends.
All right. Gandhi.
Yes.
What is your favorite, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and why?
Dinner. Because there are more flavors for me personally in dinner food than in breakfast food. I find breakfast a little boring. And then I know you're not supposed to do this, but sometimes I eat so much I put myself into a food coma, and it's a great combination.
I like dinner too.
Yeah.
To me, dinner's more of a social thing usually.
Yeah.
If you're going to be socializing, dinner is the time to go. But I tell you, when you go to Europe, you go to Italy, those lunches are fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. God. Let's go.
All right, Skiri.
Damn it.
Yep.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, Jump Around by House of Pain. Because I know the lyrics.
You just can't dance to it.
I cannot dance to
it. Did you like slip a disc or something?
I actually, yes. I jumped up and fell down when I was doing it once, and my back was killing me for the next 4 months.
All scared. Okay,
but you also pulled out your back from yawning. So.
There's that too.
Yeah, I make fun of him and then pulled my back out brushing my teeth, so I can't make fun of him anymore.
Anything that doesn't doesn't require too much singing, if it's more of a rapping, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right, Froggy.
Yes?
What's the farthest you've ever traveled from home?
Well, mileage-wise, I guess it would either be when we went to London, but then I'm not sure. Italy and Greece, is that further than London?
I want to see that's farther.
Yeah. So that's
what about Hawaii?
I don't know.
Yeah, Hawaii's farther.
I don't know. I was lucky enough to go to Hawaii, and I went to Greece. So I don't know. Whichever one's further away, they're all far, and I love them when they're great.
I think Hawaii's farther from me.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, let's go to Garrett. What's one small thing that can magically make your day better?
Small thing. It's cheesy, but like when my kids laugh.
Good old child belly laugh is hilarious.
Oh, belly laugh all the time.
That's not cheesy at all. That's awesome.
Amazing.
That gets me.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's sweet.
I don't know what that sounds like. Is that a good thing? Okay. Well, that question, let's have that applied to everybody. Danielle.
Yeah. One of my kids comes up to me and gives me like a kiss out of nowhere during the day. Like Preston will do it all the time. He'll just come over and he'll go, "Mom, thank you for this." And he'll give me a little kiss and I'll go, "They do appreciate me. It's so nice."
That doesn't even sound like a small thing. That's a big thing.
That's a big thing. But I mean, that's just something small that could happen during the day that will just make my whole day.
Good for you.
Skiri, I can see the wheels turning. What is it for you?
When I don't pay the parking meter and I go outside and there's no ticket on my windshield.
That's breaking the law.
That's awesome.
No, that's a victory. That's a victory.
Yep. It is a victory.
All right,
and
Gandhi?
I see him every day. He does celebrate this. He says, "Fuck yeah, no ticket."
I believe he says, "Fuck you" to the parking ticket guy.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
We won't say his name.
We won't say his name.
For me, I think when somebody who I haven't spoken to in a while sends a text like, "Hey, just thought about you," that really makes me happy. And then a really good snuggle. I love a good snuggle. Aww. I don't care if it's a dog or my boyfriend. Wow. Either one, a good cuddle.
Hey, Nate, what's the question again?
It's what's one small thing that can make your day better?
Yeah.
Your penis, Nate.
Hi-o.
I'm not denying it. It's not very large.
And it makes the day better, got to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep saying it's not large just in case, like, one of us sees it one day and then we'll go, "What are you talking about, Nate? It really is large."
Well, no. Okay, out of all of us, which is the one that's going to see it first?
I don't know.
Elvis, I think Elvis.
Scotty probably with our own
Scotty
page.
Raised his hand.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And Scotty will probably say, "You know what? You're right." That's probably what you'll say.
He would totally do that.
All right, let's move on here.
Anyway,
Brody.
Yes.
Let us. Okay. If you never had to sleep, what would you do with all of the extra time?
Watch television.
Oh. Cool.
Nice.
Anything in particular? Feel free to elaborate on your responses.
I mean, I have 7 DVRs in my house full of TV shows, so I would just catch up on all the stuff that's on my TV, on the DVRs that, like the last season of Suits I never got to, the last two seasons of Westworld, you know, stuff like that, that I like, oh, I'll get to, and I don't watch it. So I would catch up on all the stuff that I said I would watch, and it's been sitting there for 5 years.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
By the way, I like the way you didn't ask me what makes me happy, so probably because you didn't think anything does.
Well, what does make you happy?
Nothing.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, that's not true. Stop it.
All right, back to Elvis. If you were planning a heist, who would be in your crew?
Ooh. Oh, Gandhi and you.
Mm. Yeah. You got to have, you know, my brother's a cop. He says the reason most people get caught is because they're stupid.
Yep.
You got to have smart people. You got to be a smart criminal.
And then I would have Froggy help me at the end because I know I could trust him. By the way, there are 12 days of Christmas, none of which are in fucking November.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Back to you.
Very true.
He wouldn't take Scary. He would tell the guards at the bank that he works at Z100.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it, so don't ask me. Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be the muscle.
Come on, heist.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
We actually did this in high school. Our art teacher was like so high, you know, he wouldn't like teach us art. So he goes, you know what? Let's do a group project. How would we rob a bank? So we had to plan out how we would rob a bank as a team. As a class, and that was our project for the day.
It's problem solving. Right. It's pure and simple. Doesn't mean you're going to do it.
Right.
Elvis, you have to take Danielle to rob the bank because she'd put all the money under the shopping cart and then pretend she forgot it was there.
She'd steal it anyway. Danielle lives one heist after another.
Plus, she's the grocery store. At the store. Yeah, so she already
exactly.
knows.
And
she's always, bottles.
She's always heisting, but not on purpose.
I got one for Nate, since he's asking all the questions. What's the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh, God.
The girl you killed, wouldn't it be that one?
Yeah, she
no,
testified.
That date actually went very well up until the point she disappeared.
Yeah. That turned out okay for him.
No, I remember going on a date with this girl. We're sitting, it was lovely. I'm great on a first date. I'm going to say this right now. I'm fantastic on a first date. There will always be a second with me, except for this one time. When this girl starts talking about fucking zodiac signs, and she goes, what's your sign? And I go, Capricorn. Boy. She goes, And then got oddly quiet. Date ended. Never heard from her again. Because I'm a Capricorn. I'm not compatible with her. Get the fuck. That's all made up bullshit.
It is all made up bullshit.
You wanted to move on from that anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be with somebody that believes in that crap. Come on.
You know what you should do? You know, we never do this because it's easier and probably better not to. But if someone says, oh, you're a Capricorn, I don't think I can see you, you should at that point go, I want to thank you for saying that to me.
Right. Because
you just saved me like a few more hours spending with you.
Uh-huh. Yes. And I didn't want to see you anyway.
Exactly. So thank you. Thank you for saving us both the time.
Ugh, so stupid.
It is. You know, I wish everyone who listens to our show I wish you could come up here and watch what we go through as far as text messages that come through to our show every day. You would faint at the number of stupid and narrow-minded texts that come through.
Yep.
Believe me, majority of the texts that come through, and I'm talking 99% of them, are great. But every once in a while, like once every 10 minutes, someone says something so fucking stupid.
Every once in a while, once every 10 minutes.
The closest comparison is a YouTube comment thread.
Yeah.
Anybody who's gone to any YouTube comment thread, that's...
Really? You chose that shirt? Lame. Like, get the fuck out of here.
My favorite right is now, if you want to piss all of us off, use the two words, do... better. That, that is the fucking way to get blowed out.
You know what I do to do better? I just block you. What's that, Brody?
I can't stand the people that will paste in internet rumors and false bullshit and be like, I don't know if you know this, but that's racist. And I send them the Snopes links and it's just enough. Like they're so confident that we're wrong and they're texting in bullshit they read somewhere. That's the part that gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do some research before you believe shit you read and then make it like your mantra. Ugh.
And what gets me is that everyone in this room is a human being. We're all humans. We all make fucking mistakes every single day of our lives. We're never going to be perfect. We're never going to get it right. I pride myself on getting shit wrong. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know. So, Nate's been pretty right about many of things in life.
Also, anytime we do a charity, when we raise money for any charity, someone will text in that the CEO of that charity makes $100 million and keeps it all, and the money all goes to them, and it's a scam.
It's a scam.
It's always about how
we
much
want to
the
help
CEO
them pay. We want to help pay the CEO. All right, I didn't mean to turn into a dog pile.
Now I'm all upset.
But don't you want to live your life? But see, now we need to look back at Keanu Reeves and live our lives just like him.
Yeah. He's so wise.
Say again?
I posted it. Elvis posted it. I reposted it on my story
and said, I
need to learn this trait. It says, I'm at a stage in life where I stay out of discussions. Even if you say 1 + 1 = 5, you're right. Have fun.
Have a nice day.
And if you say 1 + 1 = 5, Elvis is going to block you.
Yeah.
Can I tell you my Keanu Reeves story really quick? It's actually not mine. It's my friend's. He lived in San Diego at the time. And he was at some bar, and there was this private room in the back that he didn't know about. He's looking for a bathroom. He walks into this private room, and there's a birthday cake sitting on the table, and it says, Happy Birthday, Keanu. And he's like, oh, Keanu. And he turns to his left, and sitting there is Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my God,
so he goes, Happy birthday, man. He goes, hey, yeah, thanks. You want some cake? He had a piece of Keanu Reeves' birthday cake.
It was just yesterday, I saw someone post a video of him on set at one of his films he was starring in. He was helping the crew carry.
Yeah.
He was helping them carry all the gear and stuff to the truck.
Can we talk? Can we do that on the show? What's your Keanu Reeves story? Because he's like known for just being a normal person, like riding the subway, helping with groceries, doing shit like that,
getting
on the bus. We should do that.
Another one, people have great Bill Murray stories.
Yeah.
Bill Murray does some weird shit.
Little different than Keanu Reeves, but still very entertaining nonetheless.
I met Bill Murray in a normal situation. I had gone to Chicago and I got tickets to a Bulls game, and I was waiting at the will call window for my tickets. And I hear a familiar voice behind me, and it's Bill Murray with like bull's horns on his hat. And he was just in line with regular people at the will call window and acting normal and saying hi to everybody. It was just very like down to earth. You wouldn't expect a big celebrity
to be
online at the normal people window.
I like that.
You'd think you'd have like a suite. Yeah, so Bill Murray.
Yeah. It's good to hear, you know, the people that we admire because of their acting abilities or comedy.
Yeah.
That they're just good people, you know.
I love when you don't hear any, like, you talk about a celebrity, but it's because they have a movie coming out or they did something for charity, and you never hear a negative story about them, like them acting like a diva or doing something stupid. It's like, wow, how do they do that? How do they live their lives out of the light like that?
It's so funny, Danielle, because every once in a while you'll hear someone tell a negative story about someone. About them, they approached a celebrity and wanted to get a picture with them, whatever. But they do it like while the person's eating,
right,
or something. And the guy says, "Hey, can we wait till after we're done eating with my family, whatever?" And then the person reporting it calls him an asshole.
Right. Always.
Well, those are the assholes. Canceled.
Right. That's not fair.
Do better.
Anyway, do better.
Yeah, do better.
Oh God, do you better. Do. If you're a do better person, stop it. Do better. Don't do that. If you say do better to people, it really says everything about you.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. Fuck you.
Bye, everybody.
On that note.
Bye.
That was a shower note.
No, it wasn't.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.